Gregg appears to have isolated himself from some of his fellow Lib Dems after criticising standards in free schools. Schools Minister David Laws and former Home Office Minister Jeremy Brown are backing the coalition government's policy. Hundreds of workers at the Grangemouth oil refinery have been protesting at the plant today as a dispute over the site's future continues. The owners, INEOS, say workers have to agree to pension changes so the plant can afford to stay open. But Pat Rafferty from the Unite Unions accused the company of being unwilling to negotiate with them.
The company have never wanted to sit down and speak in that constructive way. It seems like their aim was always to get to trying to get that to a position of imposition, but it would force these changes without actually given an opportunity to sit and negotiate those term changes.
A man's in a serious condition in hospital and two people have been arrested on suspicion of assault following a disturbance at a Tesco store in Rochdale. Greater Manchester Police say an employee collapsed following a scuffle after a group of young men were forced out of the supermarket last night. Australian firefighters say they fear more homes could be at risk over the next week as they try to contain one of the worst bushfires in New South Wales in more than a decade. A state of emergency has been declared. A mini tornado struck on Hayling Island near Portsmouth, damaging homes and bringing down trees. Nearly 100 houses were hit by the high winds and rain. In football, New England star Andros Townsend is part of the Tottenham team that's just starting at Aston Villa in the Premier League. Spurs are aiming to move up to fifth in the table with a win. In the Championship, Leeds beat Birmingham 4-0. A furious Birmingham boss Lee Clark says they were woeful in the first period.
Simple as that, not good enough. Defending was atrocious. We didn't pass, we didn't play, we didn't do anything right, and we come in 3-0 down and deservedly so.
And in the Scottish Premiership, Partick picked up a 2-1 victory at Inverness. That's the latest. I'm Glenn Moore.
This is Phoenix FM.
Friend has That's Churches with the Mother We Share, the Blood Diamonds remix, on the Jed Shepherd Show on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm joined today, my musical guest is Hel here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. And I was concerned that I would get the pronunciation wrong, but I'm doing it right.
Spot on.
Yeah, because I got it off your Twitter, the pronunciation.
Yeah. I have to put it on everything because I've got Hel Gaea, I've got Hel Year, I've had everything.
Yeah. Because
so.
I thought originally it was like Hel Year.
Hel Year.
Like, yeah.
Like Hel Year.
It's like a Cornish version of Hel Year. But it's Cornish for Hunter, right?
Yes, it's Cornish for Hunter.
I've been watching your YouTube video, so I got it from there. Not in a stalky way.
Feel free to stalk, it's fine.
And so you'll be hearing Hel here doing her kind of folky type.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's not traditional folk. I'd probably get told off for saying it was traditional folk.
Yeah.
It's more sort of indie folk.
Which is the best kind, I find. So you'll be hearing Hel here in a little while. First up, though, you'll hear my theme song. Have you heard my theme song before?
I have not. I really want to hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. Of shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
Kirby's Coaches offer an exciting selection of day excursions, theatre trips and holidays in the UK and abroad, with local pickups in modern, luxury, fully equipped coaches with excursions included in your holiday price. Kirby's Coaches have been providing holidays for local people for nearly 60 years. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. Why not be one of them? Call Brentwood 805 805 or visit kirbyscoaches.co.uk.
Yes, you can visit Kirby's Coaches, and you can also listen to my show for the next couple of hours. My name's Jed Shepherd, and I'm here till 6 o'clock today. I'm joined by Hel here.
Hello.
Again. And she's just been telling me about Elliot Smith's robot hand, and that's the reason why he died.
It's not the official fact.
Not the official reason, but we've worked it out between us in these last few minutes. So, Hel here, tell me a little bit about you. And why you're called Hel here? And why the hell are you here? No.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm a musician and songwriter. I try to avoid the singer-songwriter tag.
Why?
I don't know. I just...
Do you think everyone's
really,
using it?
Yeah, and... Well, that goes on to why I chose Hel here in the first place. I was playing for a while under my name, but I just, you're up against, well, it's not a competition, but you're up against, you know, lots of, say you're playing a gig and there's five singer-songwriters there, there's John Howard and Patricia Barnes, and you're just going to get lost in a sea of names.
Completely
so,
right, yeah.
Two reasons why I picked Hel here is the first one is it's easy to remember, not easy to spell, but easy to remember. And secondly, it gives me scope to hopefully have a band in the future as well, which is something I'd quite like. So,
that's true.
Yeah, Hel is a Cornish word. My family are Cornish, and they're from Launceston, which is sort of North Cornwall. And one day I was in a bookshop down in Launceston, and I stumbled across a Cornish language dictionary. Some of you might know that Cornish is still a language that is spoken, but very rarely, so it is dying out. And I was reading this dictionary, and I saw this word, Hel here, and it meant hunter, and I just thought I really liked that word, just the way it was written, and so I kind of adopted it there and then. So,
is it kind of used in everyday kind of chatter in Cornwall? Because I assume in Cornwall, all we speak about is like
pasties,
pagan rituals, and the Cottingley fairies. Is that near you?
It's pretty much all I talk about.
Yeah.
They often talk about farming as well.
Okay,
you know, complaining about tourists.
I used to do a radio show with a Cornish girl. And the whole concept of the show was that we hated each other. And at the start, that wasn't true. It was just a kind of a conceit. But we ended up really hating each other. On the last show we did together, I stormed out. I think I threw wasabi everywhere. I think that's...
What, she was Cornish?
She was Cornish, yeah. But because the thing is, like, we had these phone-ins. And it was always her dad calling in and just ruining it. And, like, requesting songs that wasn't right for the show. And
what, a bit like... in The Simpsons.
Yes, it is
when
a bit
Bart
like
rings
that.
Up the fake people at the bar.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. Her dad was just as offensive as well. But I know we're friends again now. It's all water under the bridge. But do you want to do a song?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
This first one I'm going to play is an original song of mine. It was on my first EP, which came out in June. The EP is called The Maid, The Wise Man, The Lioness Part 1, which you can download for free from my website, which I'll tell you about a bit later. Cool. This first one I'm going to play is called The Price We Pay.
Thanks.
Generations go side by side. goes on. Place your bet, throw your money on, but don't complain when everything comes tumbling down. You've got yourselves to blame when our mothers and fathers turned away. They said, don't worry, children, this is the price we pay.
Much hello. That was that explosion at the end. It was me throwing a Lucozade bottle at the desk. That was beautiful. I filmed that, so check it out on phoenixfm.com in the next couple of days.
I thought you started hating me already. I was like, this is the wasabi all over again.
This is the wasabi ordeal. They've never caught me yet as well, which is good. So you'll be hearing more from Hell here later on in the show. Up first, though, is Magic Man with Waves.
Oh,
That's Magic Man with Waves on Phoenix FM. My name is Jed Shepherd, and this is the Jed Shepherd Show. I'm still joined by Hel here. You don't have to do a song right now. It's okay. So what are you thinking about my show so far?
I think it's wicked. Yeah. I love the intro music.
Oh, thank you very much. That was done by really Bang cool. The Hidden Messages. Hey, everyone. If you do like my theme song, I keep saying it. I'll put it on phoenixfm.com so you can download and use it as a ringtone, as I know most of you want to. I should imagine that was my ringtone when off on the bus. Be amazing. So I've got lots of good music coming up in the next hour and a half. I've got music by Yuck, Twin Shadow, Retrograde, Sky Ferreira. But first up, I'm going to play a song by a great band. They're called Bassia Boulat. I know that makes them sound a little bit strange, but it actually probably means something to do with amazing pop. This song is called Wires.
Talk me out of my lies and forgive myself for trying. Tell me to be brave tonight, and if we compare the timing, take me out of the wild, build up my frame of mind. Burn it till you're set on fire. Tell me when you cut the wires. Talk me out of this time. Open this heart of mine. Tell me when you cut the wires now. Open this heart of mine. You know, study well before you hear it. Every beat and every note, you'll remember when you're near it. Take me out of the wild, build up a frame of mind, and burn it till you're set on.
Yeah, Boulat there with Wires on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm liking the sound of my voice again right now. Sometimes, like, it's really hard for me to listen back to my own show. Like anyone, they don't really like the sound of their own voice. Mm-hmm. But right now, I think I'm half getting a cold. I've had four Lucozades and just had a cup of tea. It's sounding adequate. I'm joined by Hel here on Phoenix 98 FM.
If you do say so yourself. Yeah.
We've been talking about women in music, and I saw my ex-girlfriend on Monday, and she thinks I'm the most sexist person in the world. Probably off like one conversation we had about, I don't know, about a film or something. And now she's doing a PhD on feminism, so maybe...
Are you the main case study for her essays?
I think so. But like, I don't think I am. Well, in fact, about the last six people I've had on my show have all been women. So, like, that's
pretty.
That says something
not
about
sexist, I'd say.
Exactly. But we were just talking about how Lauren from Churches and kind of the abuse she's been getting on the internet, and kind of my view on that. And Jenny, my ex-girlfriend, will probably say, "I told you so." I don't think it's that strange, because I don't think it's kind of just her. I think it's there are a lot of terrible people in the world, and especially on the internet. And if you're a girl on the internet, you're going to get some kind of abuse. It's not, I mean, obviously I don't condone it, but if you're putting yourself out there, you're bound to get, because there are a load of idiots about you.
But you get it walking down the street, like builders always shout at me stuff, and you go, "Ha, very funny."
You exactly.
know, it's just the same thing, isn't it?
But you're just saying that you used to get some abuse on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, I mean, the nature of having a YouTube channel or any kind of internet presence, you're going to get what they call trolls saying things to you. I mean, I used to get people saying, "You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. You're the most ugly person I've ever seen. You've got the most amazing voice. You can't sing." And I was telling you earlier about the that's all to one person. And I was telling you about the multiple emails I got from this one lovely gentleman telling me that in my YouTube videos I should be wearing a guitar strap, even though I was sat down. And though I politely messaged him back saying, "Thank you for your message. I'm sat down, so it won't make a difference." Every week I still receive the same message from him.
It's bizarre.
Very strange spam, if you ask me.
When you replied to his email, was it at guitarstraps.com? Girls and guitarstraps.com. You're going to do another song right now, and I believe this one is equally as filmable as the last one.
So yeah, I rate them in filmability, 1 to 10.
So if you check out the Phoenix FM website in a couple of days when I get time to edit it, then you will see this one too. What's this one called, and what's it about, and why did you write it?
You had to ask this one, didn't you? This one's actually... this one's called Death of the Wise Man. And a while ago I had a friend who isn't a friend anymore, which is quite a sad story, but he was used to be someone I used to look up to a lot. And it turned out he wasn't as honest and as innocent as we thought he was. So this song is written about him and his kind of fall from grace.
Thank you very much.
Let's check it's in tune. There we go. I once knew a wise man, a legend of my time. Sat on top a mountain with a beard as black as night. We all knew and loved the wise man with his bold self-righteous charm. Intriguing and exotic, with tattoos down his arms. I once knew a wise man who weaved a web of lies, carved runes and symbols on the wall, and led a secret life. He would preach about morals, but didn't practice what he preached. And when he was discovered, the web was clear to see. Society eternity holds the gavel, and time will be the judge. Shackled in chains in his mind, but free to roam the earth. Peace be always upon you, he said, when around him chaos reigns. You cannot hide from karma when you have so much to pay. But then he fell behind. Come, come, little wise man, now it's you that look so small. I once knew a wise man.
Thank you very much, Hal here.
Thank you.
That was quite scary.
Yeah.
It was lovely, but it was quite scary.
He's a scary guy.
Yeah, he sounds like it. It sounds quite sinister. I'm scared of him and about him and for him. You'll be hearing more of Hell here later. You're not going to scare me again later, are you? I know it's coming.
No, the rest of them are just about pixies and,
okay,
and
that's
happiness and rainbows. And
hey, is Cottingley near you? You know the Cottingley fairies?
Don't think
I'm going to tell you about the Cottingley fairies
yeah,
later.
Yeah, please do.
You love it. First up, though, here's Sky Forever with You're Not the One.
What's happening in Brentwood?
Where are those police vans going?
When will those roadworks ever end?
Will we ever get a new cinema on that site?
Most local news doesn't appear on TV, online, or in the national press. For that, you need a quality local newspaper. The Brentwood Gazette, full of features, stories, events, tweets, listings, and all the things important to you. The Brentwood Gazette is written for Brentwood people and read by 54,000 residents every week. The Brentwood Gazette, for news and views you won't find anywhere else.
Skidmarks, your local tyre and wheel alignment specialists, is now recognised as a female-friendly service centre. We strive to be a female-friendly business and will never overcharge, patronise or sell women anything they don't need or want. And because we've signed up to the female-friendly garage code, you'll find no hidden costs and no jargon. Just a warm welcome, comfortable surroundings and an honest appraisal of the work needed. To find out more about the services we offer, call 01277 210 414 or visit us at www.skidmarksltd.com.
It's 4:45. This is Jed Shepherd on the Jed Shepherd Show on Phoenix 98 FM. This is your female-friendly radio show. I love that advert.
Your radio-friendly radio show.
Radio-friendly female show. Do you know what? It's such a coincidence. Like the last like five or six bands and artists that come on the show have all been women, and like I've got a band coming up, and it was a guy who got in contact with me, and I was like, yes, finally a guy is coming on my show, and then found out he's in the band of a female fronted band. Which I'm gonna get a reputation.
So either way you look at it, you could just turn it into you being really sexist, like,
yeah,
if the fact that you're like, oh yes, finally a man, that could be sexist.
Yeah, but it's like reverse sexism or something, or I'm being punished,
negative discrimination.
Exactly. But it's good because it just means that there are a lot of good new female-fronted bands or singer-songwriters out there, which is great, I think, because there's not enough in all types of media, like music industry and also film. I was having an argument with someone on Twitter earlier on about... she just gets really offended with things, and she was going about how there's not enough women in music, and all of film is really sexist, all of media is really sexist, and I kind of said to her, well, more women should make films then, and she kind of got angry at me, like, it's not that easy, and
because women like having kids, don't they?
Not all of them.
Well,
some of them are, dear, I guess.
I was given some advice by my singing teacher at university. He's a guy called Richie Pitts.
That is the best name ever.
Hi, if he's listening. he said to me, I said to him, have you got any advice? And, you know, what I could do to, you know, make it. In fact, the same advice was given to me by another friend who owned a record company up in Huddersfield. Yeah. And they said, yeah, the best advice I can give you is don't have babies. Takes over your life
forever, or just
wow, you want to do music,
don't have babies forever. That's probably why like Prince's been around for so long, he hasn't had kids.
I was listening to you know, on the trains, if you get long distance train journey, you can get the sort of the entertainment carriage where you get really? Where you get a TV in carriage D, yeah, and they haven't changed it in about a year, I mean. Okay. You know, it's the same TV shows, but one of the shows on there was the Fleetwood Mac Rumours behind the scenes look at the album,
the VH1 documentary.
I think it was,
yeah.
I
love that.
And Stevie Nicks was saying she never had children, and she thinks it's because she was so dedicated to Fleetwood Mac and her music that she just didn't, it took a back seat, so
yeah,
and she was quite emotional when she was saying that. So,
and also she was on lots of drugs throughout her entire life.
Yeah, she probably wasn't going to mention that, but
probably didn't help. I'm going to play a song first before you do another one. A song by a lady that was on my show a few weeks ago, Hetty Steinmoor, who's forevermore going to be called just Hetty now. She's dropping the surname bit, I think she agreed to that. And this is a song called Just the Way, and she didn't actually play it live when she was in, but this is amazing. I'm a little bit biased because my friend kind of produced it, so I am 100% biased, but this, I think it's amazing. I think it's really radio friendly, female friendly even, and hell, here, you can tell me what you think of it afterwards. It's Hetty with Just the Way.
Lying in bed, you and me, friends on your flat screen TV.
to our 18th. Remember, it's what's underneath. We never know what's coming next. Always trying to impress. We dream of shows and camera rolls and working hard to reach our goals. Live it, live life to the full. We don't know what will happen, so we gotta just live it. Live life to the full. We don't know what will happen, so we gotta just live it.
Petty with Just The Way on Phoenix 98FM. What do you think, Kel, here?
Very poppy.
Very poppy.
Kind of reminds me of Kate Nash and that kind of
Emily
tongue-in-cheek.
Capel.
Yeah, Emily Capel, I was going to say.
I didn't realise, dear listeners, that Hell here knows Emily Capel. You just played a gig with her, right?
Yeah, I met her at a gig in Islington, I think, in the Library Bar in Islington.
Cool. Emily Capel's been on my show a couple of times. I think she's pretty awesome. And if you're really into what I do, you've probably seen a little short film I made with Emily, which is her in a robot going around London, post-apocalyptically so, and it's pretty good. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, please afterwards. Do.
So the next song you're going to do, what's it called?
It's Broken the Spell. It's the single from my EP.
Yeah, and I love this one. And this is kind of what the first thing I heard of you. And the music video to it that you made yourself is amazing. Tell me all about that.
Well, it consisted of a cardboard box, which was lovingly donated by Abel and Cole. Is it Abel and Cole? The vegetable company.
I have no idea.
It was 4 peg dolls and about 50 glue gun sticks.
And a peg doll is just like a doll made out of
it's a peg. So it's you know the old style wooden clothes pegs?
Yeah.
If you sort of put a face on them, put some wool hair on them and put some clothes on them.
I think we did that in school, yeah.
Yeah, it's very old fashioned. but yeah, it was a stop motion animation which was made to this song with Fimo clay and peg dolls, and yeah, took quite a long time to make.
Just watching it, I could kind of feel your patience must be
my soul slipping away. Yeah. I could feel your soul slipping away.
I was thinking, oh, this must have been made by about 10 people, like a proper production company. But you made it. I can't believe you made it yourself. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I had a little bit of help. Little help from my friends, Zoe, who's I believe is listening to this. She helped me.
Is that the one with the cat?
Yeah, Zoe and Bo.
Hi Bo.
Hi Bo. Hi Zoe. Hi Tom. She helped me. She's really fantastic with sort of sewing. So she made these tiny little cushions, which had like a little blanket stitch on the end. My mum as well is fantastic. Creative stuff. So she made all the curtains and the rugs and all the sort of extra little bits, but I did all the peg dolls and the filming itself and the little props, like the tiny little pineapple and the bananas. And
I know, it's really intricate. And they can, if someone wants to see this video, yeah, I'll put a link on the Phoenix FM site.
It's on YouTube, so if you Google Hell Here or you visit my facebook.com/hellhere, you'll find my YouTube on there, Twitter, everything else.
So you might want to spell Hell Here for people.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a weird one. It's HELGHYER. That's HELGHYER.
And don't worry, we'll repeat that later throughout the show, just so you know, just so easy to find. Because like I remember I tried to tweet you and I couldn't find your name, and it took me about a day to find out how to spell it. It's like HELHEGH. It was just.
I had the same problem with Jed.
Really. I'm the only Jed around. So this is Broken the Spell by Hell Here.
I have broken the spell. Some have tried, some have failed. Some are blind, some can't see. Some live life through rose-coloured spectacles, not me. I found my hair in a jar. A jar of rusty pins. That voodoo doll had me down to a T. That voodoo doll looked exactly, exactly like me. And it means more to them than it means to me. Because of the demon from the circle, they summoned it. I have seen the truth, awoken from the dream. I've seen black for black and night for night. Expelled the curse from my life. Three witches circled my house with black hats and crooked teeth. They point their wands, cast their spells on me. They cast their spells, but they can't cast a spell on me. And it means more to them than it means to me. I've cast the demon from the circle, they summoned it. I have seen the truth, awoken from the dream. I've seen black for black and night for night. But what they've put out will come back. Some have tried, some have failed.
Breaking the Spell by Hell here on Phoenix 98 FM. That was lovely.
Thank you.
That's great. And after the news, you'll be hearing more from Hell here. Plus, you'll be hearing lots more new music. Are you into new music, or do you kind of listen to like the same stuff?
I am, but due to the nature of the fact that I'm crazy and I take on crazy projects, I never really get enough time to go and listen to stuff. So I don't even listen to, you know, existing music. I still haven't heard all of Bob Dylan stuff. So, you know what I mean? It's just like finding time is tricky. But yeah, I go to a lot of gigs and I see a lot of people. So,
well, that's probably the best way to tell them to discover new music.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I saw a lot of new music this week. I saw Churches and Thumpers play.
Brilliant.
And I saw Sigur Rós at the BBC.
Oh, wow.
They were really
good.
Have
you heard Storybooks?
It's a band called Storybooks.
Yeah,
no,
they're really good. The studio I recorded at, one of the guys works there, and their band are fantastic. So
wow. There's lots of bands. Oh, no, I have, actually.
Peregrine, their song is, I think.
Maybe, I have. I go on a lot of music blogs, and I kind of discover new music that way. Lots of Canadian blogs. Barely anything written by people in the UK. I'm a little bit biased towards kind of American and Canadian.
I like American indie bands, like Bright Eyes and...
Yeah.
American football and
do you like American football?
Well, not the sport, the band.
Oh, okay. Oh, I never knew.
They're really good. You should check them out.
You're showing me up for not knowing all these new bands now.
Yeah, I've got this tiny little like 5-band circle of people I know. Outside that, I don't know anyone. So
I think that's fine. And we've also got the same camera as well.
We have. We discovered this, and we had a bit of a geek moment, didn't we?
Yes. Hopefully, you like all the stuff that I filmed with you. Ready for the Phoenix 98 FM website. And if you are just tuning on the radio, go to phoenixfm.com and you can check out all of the other people that have been on my show and other people's shows as well. You can see the schedule and other things that have happened. In the meantime,